T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It is B. Mitch and Finley. It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and it is a day with football on it tonight. So you got something to look forward to. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter how terrified you are of Derrick Henry going for 220 and 3 touchdowns on Sunday, tonight you get to watch the alien that is Russ Wilson and one of the longest necks in the NFL, Matt Ryan, Colts Broncos. So there's football on tonight. No matter what's going on in your life, that should give you some peace. As for the Commanders, obviously there's plenty to discuss with this team. There always is. To help us break some of it down, we're going to have guests all day. But obviously the biggest news with this team is you never know what the hell's going to happen. Because the football operation, let's be real. You don't listen to our program for false platitudes. The football operation's a bit of a mess right now. You've got a quarterback that's on his third team in 3 years, and the team tried to convince us, nah, we really want him. It's going to all turn around. 4 games in, it hasn't turned around. You've got a guy that is, you know, towards the bottom of the league in most important statistical categories. You've got an offensive line that's a train wreck. I wrote a story this morning for NBCSportsWashington.com, kind of laying out the argument. Not even argument, like the discussion B-Mitch and I had yesterday. Just think about the difference in offensive line from 2020 when they went on that run. They were playing good defense. They were playing bad quarterbacks. They went on that run late in the year. They were running the ball really well. The offensive line at that point, when they won a terrible division in 2020, you had Moses, Flowers, Rouye, Sheriff Lucas for most of that run. I mean, you know, like those guys are gone. And it's, I mean, they're almost, Moses gone. Trent Williams, since Ron's gotten here, Ron has traded away Trent. And I'm not blaming anybody for that, but damn, it sucks to trade away a future Hall of Fame tackle. Like, John Ogden and Tony Boselli weren't getting traded. Orlando Pace played 14 years with the Rams organization, you know?
Yep.
You lose Eric Flowers, who's still available, and clearly that's just gone sideways and they're not interested in him. Football operation, new quarterback is a mess. O-line is a mess. Your secondary is a mess. Your linebackers are simply not good enough. What are we talking about? We kind of like the D-line, and we like the receivers, we think. Right?
I guess.
Now, Brian, I hear you, dude. It's tricky to take this on. I'm curious. You know, we're now 2 days out. Ron had to talk yesterday about trying to get his team ready to play Tennessee. What do you think they got for Tennessee?
They have everybody that Ron decided to have on the football team. But the thing about this team is, you know, it's professional football. And as bad as they play, they're not that far away from other teams. But when you're making a lot of mistakes, you're not a well-coached team. You're not a well-disciplined team. Or you're not a team that's in shape, okay? A lot of penalties happen, as I had a coach tell me one time, when you're out of shape, you get penalties. When you're out of shape, your feet don't move, so you got to reach out and grab somebody. When you're out of shape, your feet don't move, so you got to, like, put your arms around somebody that's about to beat you because you know they're about to get beat. And as you look at this football team, all those things come to light. They're not in shape. They can't be well coached with all those mistakes that they make on a regular basis. Or the coaching is above their heads, which means the coaches are not that smart. Because if your team can't pick it up, how the hell do you call yourself a good coach?
Yeah, I mean, more and more, you know, we're all trying to figure out where the problems are, like who's to blame. We do the blame pie after every loss, and one day maybe we can make a credit pie, who deserves the most credit. But more and more, I'm looking at the decision makers that assembled this roster. Because I go back to 2019, which sadly isn't that long ago, but that's the last time this team kind of bottomed out, you know. That was a terrible season, 3-13. Jay Gruden got fired. Bill Callahan was the interim coach. He got canned at the end of the year. The best part about that year is that Callahan ran the ball so much, the games ended faster. I mean, that's literally the best thing
real
that happened
fast
that season. It was a Stone Age offensive attack, and just being in the building that year, everything sucked, right? And we're not there yet, but I can't lie to you. There have been times where it's felt kind of similar. And if you go back to that 19 team, they just didn't have a lot of talent. And I'm not sure this team does either. And I'd love to be proven wrong, and we're only four games in. But the thing with this organization, and Mike Phillips is going to join us in just a minute to help us kind of examine this, it can never just be about football. It can never just be about football. So last night, we're all eating dinner, living, breathing, whatever you were doing last evening, last night. If you're a Commanders fan, it got interrupted because yet again, and B, my biggest question is why on this. Last night, and Mike Phillips broke the story. He deserves the credit. This came out 14 hours ago. What the hell? 8 o'clock last night. The Commander's legal team has sent a 9-page letter to the House committee investigating the team, raising objections to the process and witnesses involved. So a lot of this, B, and we've been clear that we think this is political kind of witch hunt going after Dan for political victories, right?
Yeah, it's very much something like that, but you can't start trying to attack the people that has the authority or the power to investigate you.
Right. My biggest thing is, what's the point of doing this?
See,
this
my
was
thing
going
is this,
away.
Bro. Listen, bro, society has changed, okay? We don't have to address why. Certain people want to, if I say something long enough, if I say I didn't do something that we know 100% I did, people are not going to believe I did it. So if I start making more noise than the people investigating me, then guess what? I think I'm making the right decisions. That's not the facts. All the things that have transpired, there has been documentation to prove that stuff has happened. And you and I, as did Roger Goodell and a lot of other people, have seen this team do things to get on the other side of everything. They've corrected things. They've changed up the way of doing things. Now you want to start yelling at them publicly? Does that make any damn sense to you?
I have been in situations where something went down and I'm pissed about it, but I recognize that just moving forward and not kicking a hornet's nest is the best way to handle it.
Yep. Let's say you and your wife have a disagreement, okay? And you may think you're right, or you may be completely wrong. And she's talking, so you feel I got to out-talk her to make sure I'm going to prove my right. How many days are you on the couch?
Dude.
But you get to the situation where you say, okay, you know what? Let's get to the – because, like, I've always been a person where I'm not one that wants to go past a problem because I know if you don't solve it, it comes back even harder and stronger. So I'd rather sit and talk to it right now where it's going to hurt like hell to have the discussion. But after I'm done discussing it, it's over with. And I'd be damned if I would be the person to start trying to pick with her, especially if I knew I'm wrong. In this situation, I don't know how you want to still pick a fight when you were obviously wrong because everything has been proven already.
I just, whether you're right or wrong, sometimes the best course of action is just to shut up.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Just let sleeping dogs lie. Whatever soundbite you want to say. I don't know, man. It just, I don't understand it. We'll have Mike Phillips, who broke the story, on at 10:30 to help us understand it as much as he can. Blaine Bishop played for the Titans, Commander's opponent this weekend. Blaine Bishop will join us at 11. I want to talk about what kind of crowd we're expecting this week. I think there could be pretty interesting. If you go on SeatGeek, I did this morning, and we kind of talked about, what was it for the Eagles game? Do you remember, B? You couldn't get in for less than like $150-$200, right?
Yeah. Well, it was $89 for standing room only. And then it started to jump up drastically. There were some 400-level seats that were over $200. We should go and check them out today. I guarantee you they're at the same price.
I bet – I'm looking right now. I bet they're not even selling standing room this week. You can get section 411.
You said SeatGeek. I know somebody that works for SeatGeek.
Who?
Drop the N off of Brian and say Mitchell.
Bria started working there?
On Tuesday.
Oh, I didn't know that. Congrats, Bria.
Yeah.
Maybe she can hook up some tickets.
I hope. I hope.
So I'm looking at SeatGeek.com. All right. Is she still down? They're still in Florida, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at SeatGeek.com.
You get hired today working at home.
That's even better. save on gas. About to be $10 a gallon by Christmas. Section 411, which... God bless the people in Section 411. These aren't great seats. This is upper-level corner of the end zone. You get in for $42. And that's with the fees, I believe.
And last week, those seats right there, last week those seats were way up.
Well, because you had everybody from Philly coming.
Yeah, they were way up.
I mean, you can get on the 50-yard line for $130 for a pair of tickets.
Same tickets last week were like three for Philly was over $280 to $300.
Right. I don't know. I'll text some people and see if they'll give me any info on the crowd they're expecting this week. My guess is they won't, and my guess is that's because they're not expecting a very good crowd. It's crazy, man. I think a lot of folks. Damn, section 108, you can get in for $64. That's a lower level.
All right, 108, you get in for $64. The Philly game standing room only seats were $89 starting at. Some of them were $109.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Okay. That says a lot, doesn't it?
It does. It what's remarkable is things have started to go bad on the field, and maybe they can turn that around Sunday against the Titans. But when it goes bad on the field, it tends to go bad. Like, it's tough for the staff Jason Wright has assembled, right, to sell tickets when you're 1-4, 1-3, and you're coming off back-to-back fairly demoralizing losses to division rivals, yeah, where your offense is inept, where you're averaging 9 points a game in the division. So I don't envy that task of calling businesses or whatever and trying to sell them tickets. But then on top of it, listen, I don't know if it was Dan's decision or the lawyer's decision, or I know they have a lot of consultants around, but I just I don't understand the point of unleashing this 9-page letter to Congress to pretty much just raise hell. And I find it hard to believe. Honestly, I kind of. So the quote in the letter, it said, "From the beginning, the committee set out with a singular purpose, to destroy Dan Snyder and his family and attempt, with deception, innuendo, and half-truths, to drive him from the National Football League." I don't agree with all of that, but I do think the committee set out with a purpose to try to get Snyder from owning the team.
I'm sure they did, but yesterday, EB said that a story was about to come out, a break.
Yeah.
You think this is the story, or you think they tried to get in front of the story that's about to come out?
I wonder, B. I've had the same thought, and my gut tells me this is to get in front of something else.
Yeah. So, but let's think about this, dude. Society, like the way people handle situations, has changed to where if I can make the person who has the right to investigate me seem like they're being like just personal and guilty of, like, they're not following their job. They're just doing something because they're trying to do some personal vendetta. What happens with most of society? They jump on your side. We've seen some of the worst things happen in this country. And people discuss it, and there are tons of people who jump on their side and act like, yeah, you're right. What I saw, I didn't see. And right now, it seems like this group is trying to do the exact same thing. And it doesn't make much sense to me. Because I feel...
It's hard...
weren't there times, JP, where you and I, okay, we are in this business of talking about your business, okay? Anybody's business, we talk about it. But we get to a point where we are tired of talking about people's business. And we want to let it go. But when they keep doing stuff to keep making their business be the top story, what do we have to do? Keep talking about it. So at this point, we were talking about how horrible the football team is and what needs to be done there. And today, we are back at talking about some business that we had let go. Why? Because they made it a story again. I'm right here, right?
Absolutely. And I'd go one step further, B.
Go ahead.
For the first time, and it's an incredible story. As bad as a football organization has been through a month, and as much as there's always off-field business stuff, whatever, that we can kick, right? There's always something we can talk about with that. We have a good story to talk about this week. A kid was shot in an armed robbery attempt and is coming back to play football. There's a great story to talk about. What are we talking about? Congress and lawyers.
We're talking about Congress and lawyers and transgressions. Dude, I sat here on my way flying. I flew to Vegas yesterday. And I had an older gentleman sitting next to me. Like, he was walking through the airport. He said, "Go Commanders." And I said, "Yep." And then I didn't know he was going to be on the same plane. He happened to be right next to me on the airplane. And he started talking to me. And he talked about Jahan Dotson. He talked about Brian Robinson. He talked about Jamin Davis playing better. He was talking about the positive things. He said, "But you know what?
We always buy that guy a beer if he's seeing positive right now."
He said, "We got to always talk about the negative because they keep bringing it back up." And I hadn't heard this story at that moment. See what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden today when I wake up and I start looking at little tidbits, we are back talking about the negatives of this team, ignoring all the positive little things that are happening because some lawyers thought it was good enough to bring this. It made sense, and it was smart to bring this back to light. I made a comment to some guys the other day. They said, "Man, what you think about the name?" I said, "Man, I don't really care about a name. I care about winning because if they won a Super Bowl, we're going to all love the Commanders." Okay? I say, but – the reason the name changed is because somebody thought it was smart to go public and say, "I will never." When you do that, you make people that don't give a damn about a topic care about a topic. And normally, those people that don't care have a lot of power. But then you made those people with a lot of power come against you. And this situation seemed to be exactly like that situation. If I'm him, I'm calling the lawyers and say, hey, don't do that. Shut up. That's not the right thing to do. Because what is their judicial or lawful ground to stand on to make you think, oh, if I say this to them, they're going to change their course? They're not.
Well, and listen, this is not where we excel, right? We don't do politics. But what I know is the woman that was the head of the committee lost the primary. So she's not going to be there. And
so now you're attacking the people that's going to be there that probably wanted to let it go. But now they're going to say, oh, you want to talk trash? Away.
Right, the whole thing's going away. Why you got to poke at us?
Yeah.
Mike Phillips joins us next. He broke the story. Maybe he could tell us why this is happening. Or maybe he'll tell us that he also thinks this is a what do they tell you? When you go to prison, you gotta knock somebody out the first night so everybody thinks you're tough. Maybe this is a preemptive knockout so everybody thinks they're tough and there's something else coming. Who the hell knows? What I do
Don't
know is Brian and I are on different parts of the country right now, but I am looking out of Paul Henry's window. And damn if it's not beautiful sunshine out there. Paul Henry came to my house, redid all my windows, all my doors, and he made our house so much more livable and enjoyable. It stays cool in the summer. It's nice and cozy. These cold nights that have started to creep in here in the D.C. area. And damn, I really enjoyed working with Paul Henry. Call this month, October, you get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum and $100 off every door. B, I know you've worked with Paul and found success.
I had a lot of success. And, you know, when you go up to a person and you say you look in their eyes, the eyes shows with the character of a person. When you walk up to a house, you look at the windows. Because if you got bad windows and you got stuff happening around your windows, people start to say, what's wrong with this house? Paul came into my house, and I had some of those issues going on. And he cleaned them up. He changed every window. And I'm going to be honest, my house looked different. It looked new after that point. Seemed like the character of my house changed. So as I began to walk around, I looked at the detached garage, and I started to see some things starting to happen. I called him again. He walked over, came over to the house himself. He doesn't send somebody else. He comes over. He walked around the house, told me what we needed to do, and then he said, have you thought about changing these doors in the back? I wasn't even thinking about it. But he saw things that were problems. So now the doors are going to be changed, and now I'm going to have a house with a lot of character because of my friend Paul Henry. So you can call Paul right now to receive 10% off windows with the 5-window minimum and 10% off doors. You can contact Paul Henry's Windows Installation today. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
B. Mitch and Finley, 1067 the fan. I don't know what accent that was. We're about to talk to Mike Phillips real quick, though.
I don't know most accents.
Landon Collins will not be coming back to the Commanders, but he will be coming back to the NFC East. Going back to the New York Football Giants. We're going to talk more about what that means later. Right now, let's get to the BetQL guest line. Talk to our friend, Mr. Mike Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Philly, how do you do, buddy?
Yo, doing great.
So congrats on getting the story last night about the Snyder's lawyers basically just spazzing out on the Congressional Oversight Committee. Tell us what what happened? Give us the what, and then I want to ask you the why. Let's start with what.
Well, yeah, the what is they cast a doubt on four of the key witnesses from the hearings. Bruce Allen being one of them, most notably, and then three of the other people who have testified said that the committee has been uninterested in hearing about how good things are now under Jason Wright, and has disregarded what they perceive as their attempts to set the record straight on things. And yeah, I mean, I think everybody's first reaction is, all right, what's coming? I don't think you do this if you think the committee's going to come back even with just regular bad stuff. I think everybody's kind of moved on from the whole committee thing. The committee's going to put out a report. They're going to put out the Dan transcript. They're going to put out the Bruce transcript. And I know we've talked about this, and you and I think are both still on the same page. He's not going to be forced to sell. That feels like an unlikely outcome to us. To me, you only start going on the aggressive if that little seed of doubt has been planted. Oh, shoot, stuff's coming. We need to get in front of this and be proactive.
Yeah, but that's the thing, Phil. You don't normally get upset about what's about to come out or people that are talking unless they're saying things that get close to home. And I, as much as this seemed like being on the aggressive, I would think that a lot of smart, intelligent people say, oh, what are you scared of?
And I think the name here is Bruce Allen. I really think it is. I mean, he was in the building at the center of everything for an entire decade. He knows some stuff, and he spoke under oath, so he was released from his non-disclosure agreement, if he had a non-disclosure agreement. That testimony, I think, has the power to be fairly explosive. If Bruce decides to turn and share what he knows, and it would be just an insane turn for Bruce Allen, who, I mean, this station that we're on right now basically went to 24/7 bash Bruce Allen format there for many years, for him to turn
deservedly
not undeservedly, for him to turn and give the information that has Dan squirming. I mean, what a turn of events that is.
But like, when the person that has you squirming is the person that was your road dog, okay? Like I've traveled with JP. I got a best friend, and JP know my friend Gil. We're not sitting around trying to start talk trash about each other. You know what I'm saying? Because my wife is like, if you say something about him, hell, you was with him all the time. You actually did what he did. So now you want to now act like the person that was your road dog don't know what he's talking about. So what you do, you go on the aggressive and say, no, the committee is messing up. No, what's really messing up is the fact that I now think about what we did together, and that scares the hell out of me.
Yeah. Bruce knows everything, presumably, or close to everything. I think Dan probably thought that was a relationship he was good with. It was hard to imagine it coming to this, where Bruce would testify in front of Congress, and that's the testimony. If they release the Bruce and the Dan testimonies on the same day, JP, I'm gonna pull up the Bruce one first and start reading. You get the sense that there's been lawsuits filed. They've been acrimonious since it ended. It's a fascinating turn of events here, but yeah, and part of it is I do think there's a broader strategy here within the team to be a little more aggressive, be a little more out there. Obviously, Dan was on the field with Jerry. I'm sure you guys have discussed that already this week. We've got this letter coming out. I think the team is definitely being more proactive. I think it's fair to ask, is that in reaction to something? But this has happened at times throughout the Dan Snyder tenure. He's had advisors come and go, and some of the advisors have been more aggressive than others. So it's not 100% out of character either.
But the whole thing about it is you haven't seen him really go on an attack. And I think this is out of character in the fact that this thing was starting to get quiet. And now you woke it back up.
I do question the timing from this.
It's been some time.
Yeah, he's attacked before.
Go ahead, Philly.
You got people with a lot of power now messing with you.
Yeah, I ultimately, though, to me, it's a binary outcome for Dan. Either he keeps the team or he doesn't keep the team. I don't know. I still lean towards he's going to get to keep the team, which makes the rest of this fairly unnecessary. But to me, the timing of this is fascinating because yesterday was, I mean, what should have been one of the great feel-good stories of the year, Brian Robinson, and was. But then, you know, by the end of the night, we're all talking about this instead. And secondly, like, y'all know this. Fans don't want to hear anything positive after a loss. All they want to do is talk about terrible. And the converse of that is true, too. After this team wins, they don't want to hear anything negative. After they won that Jacksonville game, when Fidarian Mathis got hurt, I put out an article about how I thought Ron's roster construction was very poor on the defensive line, and he set himself up for a bad situation. You go read the comments on Twitter. Oh, you know, they're winning, and you're trying to bring them down. It's just the media trying to bring them down. I put out that article again this week. It's a lot of like, yeah, you tell them, Philly, you tell them. Like, they suck. They're the worst. You know, wait for a win to do this. You do this after a win, it hits a little harder.
I mean, totally. I'm just trying to figure out how much of all this is tied to a stadium. Like, what really matters at this point? His personal worth has gone up exponentially. The value of the team, even as they've won one playoff game in 25 years, the value of the team has gone up exponentially. I wonder if all of this is trying to semi-clear his name, clear space for other politicians, probably particularly those in Virginia, to vote yes to give him money. Like, because it... Unless there's another bombshell coming out, who even knows what a bombshell is defined as anymore? Because there's obviously a couple owners that'll tell reporters that they want them out, but there's obviously also not enough owners that'll get them out. And of all the stories that have come out, like I always thought the smoking gun would be the $1.6 million settlement from the private flight back from Vegas. Those details have come out now, and by and large, it's. Not a lot has happened because of it. So maybe this is about trying to go on the offensive to get a stadium deal done early next year. Does that seem possible?
Yeah, you know, I think that's more tied to the results on the field too, honestly. I think if the team wins, they'll be able to sail that through the Virginia legislature in January. And I think if the team loses, it'll be a tough uphill battle. But, you know, we talk about wealth. Dan's wealth is not paper money, Dan. You know, Dan's wealth is the team, which is equity, which is very different. You know, a stadium is a way to turn that equity into cash money, which is, you know, what every rich person is ultimately trying to do, and poor people too. You know, we're all trying to turn our wealth into cash money instead of just it existing, you know, electronically somewhere. A stadium's a great way to do that. For this investigation coming out, I think they very smartly tried to make it a partisan issue. You know, the former congressman who wrote the letter yesterday was a Republican representative from Virginia. The Republicans, as you remember in the hearing, were, you know, it denounced what a waste of time it was. You know, this is a sound political strategy. If you have a dud of a candidate, you don't pump up your candidate. You just try to muddy the waters. You go after the other person. Just try to get voters to think like, the whole thing's right. Kind of stupid.
Like in Georgia, that's what you're talking about. Herschel Walker. Yeah,
hey,
I know what you're talking about.
Hey, some people are saying one thing. Some people are saying another thing. I'm just tired of the whole thing. Who's to know? Yeah. Like, you're just trying to muddy the waters.
Oh, my Lord.
God. Honestly, Philly, is this better or worse than talking about actual football this week?
Oh, man. Hey, look, here's the thing. I heard your first thing when you're talking about, you know, where do you go? Where's the blame? And the problem is when you have one person in charge of everything in the building, ultimately all roads are going to lead to that person. Like, you want to tell me it's the roster construction? Yeah, sure, I'll buy that. You want to tell me it's the coaching? Yeah, sure, that's got to be a part of it, the decision to get Carson Wentz. Yeah, you know, it's all of those are under Ron Rivera. And so I think that was part of his frustration earlier this week. And I agree with you. You had a very nice interview with him on Monday. I think it's a legitimate frustration from Ron. I don't think it's for show. I think he thought things would be better now than they are. And you know, they've gone up against the class of the division now, consecutive weeks, Dallas and Philly. And sure, you could have made some better decisions, could have done some different things, but my takeaway from this two-week stretch is their roster is not as good as Dallas and Philly's roster, period.
Amen.
Period. Period. Period.
If I was with you, Mike, Philly, I'll pass around that collection plate and raise you some money, dog. You preaching.
Everybody give him a follow, Michael P. RTD. Last one quick. Do you think we're any closer to Dan not owning the Commanders?
Well, I'm still a no on that, but I'll say this. We're at the point now where I think it's very legitimate to say this is a strategy to get aggressive, to be out there in front of it. And I think it could be a good strategy, but I think it's also fair to ask, like, is he scared of something? Is that why he's doing this? And obviously that would make me rethink the whole thing. But to me, they're going to have to vote him out. I don't think they'll be able to quietly get him out. I don't think they have the votes. I don't think anything else matters.
I agree with you. Thank you for the time, bud.
Hey, good times.
All right. That is our friend Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Make sure you give him a follow on social media at Michael P. RTD. Blaine Bishop joins us at 11 for a Titans preview. Don't go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Commander season is underway, so now's a perfect time to download FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Because right now, new customers get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000. That's free bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just sign up with promo code Brian, and you can deal with FanDuel in all types of ways. Some of the reasons why I love dealing with FanDuel is because FanDuel has all your favorite bets, and they show you your odds right in the app. You can bet on the money line. You can bet on the point spreads, player props, in-game stats like touchdowns, passing yards, rushing yards, who's going to throw an interception. All those things pop up. And with live betting, you'll get updated odds on games that have already started. The favorite thing I love about FanDuel is when you win, you get paid fast. All on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So sign up today with promo code Brian for your no-sweat first bet. That's promo code Brian, B-R-I-A-N. Make every moment more this season with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the Washington Commanders. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. Refund issued as a non-withdrawable free bet that expires in 14 days. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yeah. I asked how much you had won, and you said you hadn't played yet, and I called you lame, and then you threatened to kick my ass.
Yeah.
So you've now been there a while. How we looking? We up? What's the bankroll at?
We're up, not very much, but we were doing different things last night after a little quick gamble game. But I'm up. I'm up like $500. That's it.
That's pretty strong. So what?
Well, you start off, you hit a few blackjacks, and you walk off.
You're good at walking
off. I don't like when I'm winning, and then all of a sudden the little weird ass pitfalls come change the dealer. So I left.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
They change the dealer. They change the shoe. They won't get
so
you.
So that's why I decided, I'm going to walk away with this tonight. But I ended up spending that anyway because, the dudes were sitting there drinking, and that went quick.
So what do you have going? You have your boys' golf trip that you do every year?
Yeah.
And what time did you get in last night? 7-ish Vegas time?
Right around the time I talked to you. I forgot the time I talked to y'all.
Okay. So where are you playing? What's on tap today?
On tap today, I'm playing golf at 12 here, which is 3 there. We just go into Valley High because it's right on the strip because most guys are coming in, got in this morning. And then tomorrow we go to Bears Best and then Rio Seco on Saturday.
That'll be awesome, man.
Rio Seco is special. I'll just keep the special reason why it's special off the phone. Off the airwaves. Have you ever played Rio Seco?
I've never played golf in Vegas, ever.
Okay, it's Butch Harmon's golf course.
Okay.
And it is the one course, that and Bally High in Vegas, that you understand you're in Vegas. And when I say that, you know what I'm talking about.
That could mean a billion different things.
I'm curious. Okay, you get caddies everywhere you go.
Sure.
Unlike nowhere you go, you can get caddies like Vegas, though.
I believe that. I believe that in a lot of different ways. I had a buddy telling me about Sleepy Hollow, which is a really, really hoity-toity country club up in New York, kind of up in Westchester County. And I think they used to have a pretty legendary member guest with some Vegas-like activities, but I think they have they've cleaned that up over the years. It's just funny because I was hearing that. What's the
I heard a few local places that do things like that too. I'll just leave it at that.
Have you done Shadow Creek? I've never played golf in Vegas. So
yeah,
I've
Shadow Creek. Nothing. Yeah, I did. I've done Shadow Creek.
And then what's the other one? There's like
Wynn.
Where
on the Strip? The Wynn is on the
where
Strip.
Where do they have the tour stop?
Out here?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'm sure B's is gonna text us as we speak.
So
here, but,
what is it? But you got Cascada is also damn good. Shadow Creek, Lake Las Vegas has a course on it. I forgot the name of it, but that's one that I think it has PGA possibilities. Say it like that.
Gotcha. So Blaine Bishop joins us next, and we're going to talk specifically about the Titans. Quickly, Landon Collins signs with the Giants. The Giants brain trust are people that Ron knows. They're from Buffalo, and previous from that, they were in Carolina for a stint. Joe Shane is the GM. Brian Daboll is the head coach. They're showing a willingness to go get a veteran.
They don't mind admitting mistakes. Because the whole object of this whole thing is winning. It doesn't make a difference if you like a person or not, long as they can help you win. That's the only common denominator you need in professional sports. Can he help me win? And if he can, you go get him. Now, I'm not saying you go get some damn axe murderer or nothing like that. But if a guy can help you win, and y'all might not see eye to eye on certain little things, you see past that and you get the guy on your football team. He doesn't have to be you. He doesn't have to be a guy who doesn't show emotions and things of that nature. He has to be a guy who can help you win. And when you don't bring guys like that back, because I keep getting people asking me about Eric Flowers and other people. Eric Flowers might not be the best, but he damn sure better than what the hell you have on your football team. See what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, hey.
I think considering the struggles in their secondary and considering how much better this defense played once they moved Collins up closer to the line of scrimmage, I never expected him to come back. I think he was totally willing to take the first pay cut they wanted, but when they asked him to take another one, I think
people
he was like, come
aren't,
on, man.
Guys aren't stupid. Like, look, man, I'll leave. I'd rather go play somewhere else for less than play here. You already saw how important I was and how good I can be, and then all of a sudden you want me to take less? To hell with you.
A couple things I want to talk about. We got Blaine Bishop coming up next. But, B, I think Carson Wentz yesterday spoke with the media. I was in there listening to him. And he talked about, we know there's a sense of urgency, but we're not ready to panic. I want to ask you if that's the right mindset for this team. And then, stunningly, I'm sure you're shocked that Tyreek Hill claims a Bengals coach disrespected him. And he wants to go find that coach. Every time Tyreek Hill and controversy pop up, I'm always so stunned.
I love Tyreek Hill.
Like he follows that guy
he's
around.
He's another Michael Jordan. He makes up stuff in his head.
I'm not comparing anybody to anybody.
I'm comparing him just by making stuff up, not about the level of talent you have.
When we return, Blaine Bishop, Titans preview. We're going to talk some Carson Wentz. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to B. Mitchell Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.